Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Have you heard the news about a drink to choose? It's super thirst quenching. Refreshment it will bring. It's not a soda pop or sugar filled juice box. From the fridge or sink, it's water you should drink. Now go rethink your drink.
What are you drinking? Say it ain't soda, sports drinks, or juice boxes. They're packed with tons of unhealthy sugar. Rethink your drink and choose water instead. It's healthy, hydrating, and refreshing. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com for healthy tips. And remember to choose water. Ready, set, H2O!
Here's a smarter plan. Let's kick the soda can. Throw the sports drink out. Turn on that water spout. When you're at school, homework, or play, drink some water every day. It keeps your health in sync. Now go rethink your drink. Choose water as your drink.
The program of TSEP.
Cattle futures today were higher, $1 to $1.50 higher on the live cattle, and about $80 to $1.50 higher on the feeder cattle. This marks several consecutive days of gains for the feeder cattle. After a pretty sharp sell-off starting at the 1st of November, we've rallied back over the 50-day moving average. We're about $1.20 or so higher than the 50-day in the March feeder cattle. So that could bring some of these hedge funds, which have been long over the past couple of months, back into buying here. Since we're back above the moving average on the live cattle, December we're up $1.25 at $119.82. They were above the moving average as well. Box beef at midday was down 77 cents on choice at $210.22. Select was up 78, $188.63. 7,000 head today at Oklahoma City. The estimates are steady to $2 higher overall in the steers. Live cattle cash trade to finish last week was between 119 and 120.50. So overall, it just seems like we've caught some pretty strong footing here at these support levels or the moving average levels, and that has encouraged some buying here. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of fear in the market at this time. Also, cold storage was slightly higher this month over last month.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were mixed. We had soybeans, the one bright spot, up 3 to 3.5 cents. Corn, a disappointing 3 cents lower. That put December corn at $3.39 and a quarter of a cent. So that market is right here on the contract lows, or near the contract lows. They're a little bit lower about a week ago. And then wheats were 6 to 6.5 cents lower, with Kansas City July down to 4.56 and a quarter. I believe that would be new contract lows for the wheat. So overall, pretty disappointing here. It looks like the hedge funds are weighing on the wheat market. They were already short 116,000 contracts. That likely increased today. They're short 209,000 contracts of corn and long 43,000 contracts of beans. Exports this morning for wheat and beans and corn were all right in the middle of the range, so no big surprises there. We have a crop progress and commitment of traders today after the close. So that could bring some additional pressure here, but nothing too exciting expected. The export inspections indicate that we are behind the annual export forecasted rates, 8% behind for wheat, about 27% behind for corn, and 17% behind the beans. Of course, corn and beans were really early in the season.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.